Good morning to all. In 2 Timothy 3:16, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, quote, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Now, the book of 2 Timothy was actually a letter that Paul wrote and sent to a man named Timothy to instruct and encourage him in his ministry. Paul had earlier in the book said that Timothy was well founded in the Scriptures because he had read them and studied them his whole life beginning at a young age. Again, Paul declared that all Scripture was profitable. Scripture is good for correction and instruction. Brethren, the same is true for us today, almost 2,000 years later. Reading the Bible, studying the Bible, immersing yourself in the Scriptures is one of the most valuable disciplines a Christian can develop. However, to be profitable, this should be done on a regular daily basis. I strongly encourage everyone to develop this discipline. Now, I want to ask you a question. Which translation of the Bible is the best to read? You know, there are literally dozens of Bible translations available. Let me mention a few. Many people love the King James Version because of its beautiful Old English. Many churches have the New International Version, or the NIV, placed in their pews in the sanctuary. Then there's the Common English Bible, which is one of the most recent translations. It is popular with many because it uses up-to-date language. Now, as I asked earlier, which translation would be the, quote, best translation for a Christian to read? Let me answer that question by saying this. The, quote, best translation for you would be the one that you actually read. Friends, regardless of whichever translation you choose, regardless if you have a hard copy that you can turn the pages or you read the Bible online, the main thing is to read the Word. Let us all read the Word. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the Word of God, Jesus Christ. We also thank you for your inspired Scriptures. Inspire us, Lord, to internalize what we read. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.